Yeah, today's episode is about walking in faith, owning your purpose, and trusting God's timing. My guest is the definition of all of that. From small town Tennessee to Hollywood screens, and now owning a professional women's soccer team. Baby, she is an actress and host, a producer, and an entrepreneur. She is proof that purpose cannot be boxed in. Are y'all ready? Please welcome the beautiful, the multi-talented, the one and only Crystal Renee Hazlett.
Hey,
Hello, my
what
darling.
an introduction. Thank you.
Welcome to the Girl CEO show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. I love your space. It's so cozy in here.
Yes,
Yes, and thanks for having
welcome.
me.
Let me just start with saying I'm so proud of you. I've watched your journey and your evolution, and I just want to say, girl, God is such a gentleman. He has been opening so many doors for you,
Yes.
and I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. He has.
You come from small town Tennessee, Martin, Tennessee.
Martin.
That is like so far away
Yes.
from Hollywood and all of the things that you have going on now.
Yeah.
How has that transition and that journey been coming from small town Martin, Tennessee?
It has been so transformative. I remember dreaming of the life that I live now as a little girl. And I always say that because Martin was a small town, it afforded me the opportunity to dream as much as I wanted without all the ex distractions that you have in a big city. It didn't offer a lot, but it offered the characteristics that I still carry with me today: integrity, loyalty, hardworking, get up and go get it. Nobody's going to give it to you. There's so many things in family, the foundation of who I really am, rooted in Martin. So I take that with me. But it was a big jump going from Martin, Tennessee to DC.
Yes.
That's where we are right now. I love DC, and I attribute a lot of who I am to DC. I feel like this is where I really found myself.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that, because I know you were here working on the hill.
Yes, the Hill. It was so much fun. I interned my junior year in college, and then my senior year, I got a job offer. So I finished my last semester of college online, moved to Washington, and I hit the ground running. I absolutely love the culture here, the people. And it was a group of it was the Congressional Black Caucus, but it was a group of black kids and workers on Capitol Hill. We would all come together, and they still do that. The CC is it, yeah, CBC weekend is
CBC weekend.
always a thing. But every day it was a thing for us,
Yes.
because I mean, it's mostly white people, so we had to stick together. And we had our own community and tribe. But around 2009, I realized that I didn't want to do that anymore. Politics was not my game, and that's what it is, and you have to play. And I was like, I'm cool.
And is that what led you to Atlanta?
It is. Yeah. I saw a lot of my friends in Atlanta thriving, and
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is what I really want to do. And if my friends can do it,
Atlanta just is a fun time.
it's a great. Now, listen, when I
You can have
first
a little too
moved,
much fun in
yes, a little
Atlanta.
too much fun. The first year, I had a lot of fun in Atlanta. It was a hard time financially and trying to find that structure and find my place in Atlanta. But I had some great friends, and that's when Atlanta was a lot of fun. Not saying it's not now, but Atlanta was that place.
You know, it's like a time was had.
Yeah. They say real Atlanta, like they say this isn't Atlanta anymore. Like the old Atlanta is where it was at, for
Yes.
sure.
So did you always know that you wanted to be an actress?
Yes, actor, and singing was my first love,
Okay.
but acting as well. When I was growing up, I looked at Whitney Houston, who was a singer and an actress. I looked at Aaliyah and Brandy, and I wanted to do what they were doing, for
Wow.
sure. Yeah.
And you started off as Tyler Perry's wardrobe stylist. How did that even happen?
Yeah, so when I left DC, I went to Atlanta, and probably 2 years later, it's like 2000, the end of 2012,
Okay.
I got an opportunity to be a production assistant in the costume department at Tyler Perry Studios. And from there, literally getting coffee, running clothes to set, do this, do that. I was just doing whatever they asked me to do
Wow.
and just soaking it all up,
Yes.
And eventually the next year I got promoted to dress the background. So I was dressing all the background actors. And then from there, I started dressing the principal actors. And that's when Tyler noticed me and he was like, who is this girl? I'm always in the corner like dancing, but I was always on it. And if we would mess up, if I didn't have the pair of earrings or a purse, he'd be like, where's the purse? Where's the purse? He'd be like, where's the purse? The next day I had five purses.
Wow.
It was like coming to America. I'd open, I'd be like, how many, what earring you want? Take a pic. He was like, oh, so you are on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he took a liking to me. And one day I got a call and he was like, I would love for you to come help me revamp my closet in Los Angeles. I was on vacation and flew back in. We were actually flying back into LA. And I went to his house and he gave me his black card and the rest was history.
What? You know what I believe? I believe that in life, we have these moments,
yes,
where God will test you, mm-hmm, to see how humble you are,
yeah,
to see how grateful you are, to see how you'll move in an opportunity that's not even the opportunity that you are really there for. But if you are like happy,
yes,
and you show that grace and that,
yeah,
gratitude and that very thing,
mm-hmm,
then he's like, let me see how thankful you'll be for this.
Right.
And then I'm gonna move you to that next level,
yes,
in life.
Exactly.
Because imagine just getting a phone call,
mm,
from Tyler Perry,
yeah,
saying, I want you to come to my house.
To my house.
So I'm one of those people that, like, if you come to my house,
yeah,
then I really got to like you.
Yes. And he's
anybody
like that
can
too.
Come to my house.
Same. No, and Tyler's really big about who he allows in his space.
Yeah.
Just even around him, because of who he is, he knows that whoever is around him, he adds value.
Yeah.
And making sure that he has the discernment to know who can I bring around me that is going to take this, you know, and honor it, you know,
yeah,
because he's a wealth of knowledge. He has the biggest heart. So to make sure that the people he's bringing around, that he can trust them with his heart.
How, yeah, did you feel in that moment, like getting that phone call? Walk me through that. Because, you know, you just a wardrobe stylist.
Yeah.
You in there having a good time. But, mm-hmm, deep down inside, you know you want to be an actress.
Yeah.
Getting that phone call, like, girl, I'm about to go to Tyler House, y'all.
Listen,
like,
it was, let me just tell you, okay, so I was in Amsterdam, doing what people do in Amsterdam, and this was like 2015.
Minding their business.
Minding their business. You know, like, since then I've been delivered. But 2015, I was having a great time in Amsterdam. I get the call and I don't answer. I'm like, I don't answer numbers I don't know. So I didn't have his number.
Tyler's home?
No. So he texts me. He was like, this is Tyler. Call me. And I was like, what? So I called him back. I was like, hey, what's going on? And he was like, nothing. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, in Amsterdam, doing a lot of stuff. I ain't got no business doing. He just fell out laughing. Just the fact that I was just completely honest. He was like, girl, you are crazy. So he's like, so I want to know if you could come to Los Angeles whenever you get back into the States to help me revamp my wardrobe. And I was like, it's crazy because this is how God works. Let me tell you, this is how God really works. I was flying back into Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
We left from LA and we're flying back to LA from Amsterdam. So I was already going to be where he was. I was like, that's crazy. I'm flying back to LA. And he was like, perfect. He said, take a day or two, get your bearings and then come by. And I said, okay. So I get online, I get on Pinterest and I'm like putting mood boards together for him. And then we get back to LA. The house we were staying at was Tyler's first house in Los Angeles. The chef is like, you know, this is Tyler Perry's old house. I said, okay, this is crazy.
You're like, Lord,
what are you doing?
Are y'all pranking me right,
yes,
now?
Yes. So I go to his house and I was like, did you used to live on whatever? I don't want to get the edge of it. I said, do you used to live on this place and on this street? And he was like, yeah. And I said, we're staying at that house. He said, what? I said, yes. I was like, it is the coolest house I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like, you go downstairs and it's like in the basement, you can see through the pool. Like, it's like how this window is right here. It was like the pool on the other side. So you could like see people
inspired.
Swimming. It was so inspiring. You could see the pantry from the glass floor. It was the coolest like bachelor pad. And he was like, that's exactly what it was. It was a bachelor pad.
I know that.
But just that moment, just like how everything aligned, like going back to LA, already where he was going to be. The house we were staying in was Tyler's old house. And then I get to his house and I show him the mood boards. And he's like, this is exactly what I was thinking. I was like, great. So he goes to the kitchen. He said, how's your driving? I said, I can drive good. Pulls out the keys of one of his cars and then gives him a black card. And I'm like,
hold on.
I was like, that's some weight.
Hold on. Tyler gave you the
car.
And the car.
And the car.
So you got the car and the car.
Yes. And this is why I love Tyler. Like, he don't care about material stuff.
Come on.
So he's just like taking that. At that time, it was, I was driving his Porsche truck. And then another time I came, he was like, take the rose. Like, right. Yes.
See, so, I'm the kind of person, I'm like, you know what? If I crash this Rolls, I don't know if I could pay for it.
Right. I was like, give me them keys. But he exposes you to things to help you dream bigger, wow. You know, and just like a big brother, like, go ahead. And I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah.
Well, you did you pull up and take a few pictures in front of the car?
No, I didn't.
You know how the girls are in with a row.
The like, yeah. Be like,
I know we both know that you be in the car. Like, what's up?
You got to see this double R behind my head.
You see
No, I didn't do that. But it was like, it just doing those the type of things that he had continued to expose me to. Just one, like, helped me know that, like, we as Black people can have this.
Yes.
Like, I don't have to box myself in. I don't have to have a scarcity mindset, you know, and that's something he also helped me get out. But yeah. That is what happened in that moment when I got that call.
We need the representation.
Yes.
You know, I think it's so important growing up, especially as Black women, that we see people who are actually doing the stuff that we aspire to do, that we see people who have beautiful homes and have multiple cars and are running successful businesses. It is a reminder that we can do it. When you walked into that house, did you feel like your dream board downloading, like,
oh,
your dream
God.
Home?
No, literally. I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, the level of grandiose that his house is, you know, the opulence and, like, just everything is, like, pristine, you know, and even, like, how the people who work at his house, they're like, everybody's like, do you need anything? Are you good? Like, you just feel like if I take one step, it's like whatever I need is, like, right there. It's, like, it's amazing. And he keeps, like, the same people around, like, the same people that were there when I was working for him are still there. And they'll come out and, like, hey, Crystal. Like, it's just, like, family.
It's a full circle
moment. A full circle moment. And they're proud of me. They're like, oh, my God, we remember when you were in the closet steaming clothes. And look at you now. We're so proud of you. It's, like, no hint of jealousy. It's just, like, literally, like, watching her little sister grow up.
And support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've heard that during this time,
you
decided you were going to take it up. Another level.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, like, I'm doing this wardrobe thing here, but I'm not going to forget about the calling.
What I came here
that's
for.
That's on my life.
Yeah. You know, I always tell people that you should try to be adjacent to whatever it is that you're really trying to do. I wanted to act. Working at a studio is the closest I can be. I can study the actors. I can watch how they move. I can study the lights and the grips and the electrics, the cameraman, like, to understand the entire world, you know, to really help me be the best actor I can be when I get to that point. I was auditioning while I was working.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, did you say, hey, like, I'm working these hours, but God is still telling me that I'm called to be an actress and I'm going to go? Because from the story that I've heard, you were working and then auditioning on your lunch break.
I was.
Were you nervous? Like, how did that feel? And kind of take me through that.
Yeah, so I had an agent at that time, and they would send me auditions as they would come. And at this point, we were working on If Loving You Is Wrong.
Okay.
And I remember we were sitting in the holding house where we would have, like, changing tents for the actors, and we would sit there and watch the monitor. And I would get emails, and I'm like, okay, it was due, like, tomorrow. So I'm like, oh gosh, I got to, like, learn this right now. I would call Raven Drummer, our casting director, and I was like, hey, can I come to your office and film this? She's like, yeah, sure. Literally run upstairs. And this is another way God continued to place me where I needed to be. When you're doing auditions, you need to dress like the character or something that fits that character.
Wow.
So I would run upstairs, grab something in the stock department and, like, grab something that looked like that character, get dressed, run downstairs, put the audition on tape, run back upstairs, get undressed, go get lunch and get back to work. It was a constant grind. And I was auditioning for stuff for Tyler as well. Had no idea.
Had no idea.
I didn't get them. But that's also in God's divine timing. You know, like, I was not ready. You know, and that role wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And once he did open that door, we see what happened there. It's like,
so what would you say to women who are currently working in a job or a career that is not, like, their dream job, but they are kind of waiting for that transitional moment? Like, what words would you say to them as far as staying rooted in the faith and the purpose?
That is such a great question. I believe in honoring where you are.
Okay.
You know, honoring where you are, serving where you are. A lot of times we don't understand why we're in the position we're in. And a lot of times God is preparing us for where we really want to go. And what I've noticed is that when I take God's direction, I'm like, okay, God, you want me to go this way? I'm gonna go this way. But you know, I'm really trying to get over here. How are we getting over here? But I'm gonna take this left because this is what you want me to do. I've noticed that every stop, God is adding tools, lessons, everything that I need during that waiting season. And sometimes it takes years. You know, like for me, from point A to point B, once I moved to Atlanta, it was 10 years.
Wow.
Before I got my first acting gig.
10 years.
10 years.
Okay, let's say that again, mm-hmm. because right now with social media.
Microwave, baby.
Microwave.
Mm-hmm. Instant gratification.
Oatmeal.
Yeah.
1 minute.
Yeah.
Quaker
mm-hmm.
oats.
Dry.
All right.
Listen.
People see like chapter 10, mm-hmm. and they don't see chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
My Lord.
Let the girl CEOs know.
Yes.
Like, about the journey and the process.
Yes. Oh my goodness. For me, and it may not be like this for everyone, but it starts off anxiety and depression and loneliness and like, did I make the right choice to uproot and come to Atlanta? It's taken me forever to find a job, you know, and trusting God with the small amount that I'm making to tithe this. Lord, I ain't got it, but I'm gonna still tithe it. And then he would bless it, you know, and then getting another job and finding the right people to help with music. You know, I would find that and then that wouldn't work. And then I'd find somebody else and then they try to talk to you. And then it's like maintaining your integrity, keep pushing forward. And then you get a job and it's like, okay, I'm where I would want to be, but I'm at the very bottom of the totem pole. How do I continue to honor this and show up every day with a smile on my face and serve my way to the top? And that's exactly what I did until I got to a position, and it happened organically. Nothing was forced, you know, and I just worked the entire time. So by the time people see it, it's like, where'd this girl come from? Mm-hmm. But like the people that worked with me in the costume department, who still my friends today, saw the work I was putting in every single day to get to where I am today.
And staying positive.
Oh my God. Keep it positive, sweetie. Okay. You know, we got to keep it positive at all times, you know, and even when doubt tries to creep in, just understanding, God, you got me.
Yeah,
I'm good. Crying at nighttime, waking up tired, you know, pushing through and understanding this all going to pay off one day. That waiting season could be sometimes for people, it is overnight.
Yeah.
Other people's, our overnight is 10 years. And that was my story.
Yes. And do you feel like, you know, your show, mm-hmm. Keep It Positive, Sweetie, was that just really a reminder to women to stay positive? Tell me a little bit about why you named it Keep It Positive, Sweetie.
Yes.
And like, what's your show mean
Absolutely.
To you?
Yes. Honestly, when you look at the state of podcast, a lot of it's clickbait, a lot of it's negativity, a lot of it's dragging other people, trying to, you know what I'm saying, get them to spill stuff so that people can attack them. Like, shows thrive off of that, you know?
Absolutely.
And
clickbait
is like, listen, and I was very intentional about not editing my stuff like that. You know, that you have to have the value that people, that'll draw people in,
yes.
But it doesn't have to be salacious, you know? And a lot of times, that's all they watch.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that instant gratification. People don't have the attention span that they had even 5 years ago,
yeah.
You know, because of social media and just technology, period. So some people won't even take the time to actually hear the full story of what you said to go watch the full episode.
Yeah.
That's all they watch. And then in the comments, they're like literally dragging you. And it's like, you didn't even, they took a bite of what I said and didn't even give the full context. And I didn't want, you know, so I just didn't want to build my show around that, my community around that. But Keep It Positive, Sweetie, came from a woman who was being negative in my, on an Instagram post.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm all about girl power and supporting women. And I live by that. And it's not just, hey, girl, like, do your thing. Like, no, like, if a woman came to my house, she redid my closet. She has an amazing company. She's amazing. I was like, I want to show your work and like put you out there. However I can use my platform to serve you, I would love to do that. And it turned into, instead of showing off all your bags and shoes, you should go buy a house and some property. First of all, I own this house.
Oh my.
You know, goodness. And second of all, I'm supporting another woman. And I just put hashtag keep it positive, sweetie. And my girls, when I say they just ran and just became the hashtag.
You know what I love? Mm-hmm. I love how God will position you mm-hmm. to use a negative for
yes.
your positive.
Yes.
Because now that's the name of your show.
Right.
And I also think that we just have to change mm-hmm. the way we look at yeah. when people are showing us mm-hmm. what God is doing for us. Mm-hmm. Can we stop feeling like when we see people experience success yeah. or buy their dream home or build their custom closet yeah. that everybody is flexing on you?
Right.
Some
right.
people are not flexing on you, mm-hmm. best friends. Okay. Some people are just showing you a preview mm-hmm. of what God can do for
you.
Your life.
Yeah.
And if you don't see it yeah. that way, then you got to check your heart. Mm-hmm. Why am I looking at this person thinking that this person is stunning on me? Yeah. Because when you walked in Tyler House, you didn't think it was a flex.
No.
You thought it was, oh my gosh, God can do this?
Yes.
Like, I now believe mm-hmm. that this can happen for me. Yeah. And that's the mindset mm-hmm. that we have. But I love
yeah.
that your podcast is rooted in positivity. Mm-hmm. I yeah. love that you're like, no, we're not doing any shiesty editing over mm-hmm. here.
No.
The podcast is growing.
Yeah.
It's evolving. And I'm really excited because we have your live Keep It Positive Sweetie
yes.
happening here
in DC,
in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
November the 22nd mm-hmm. at Capitol Turnaround.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. You have some feature guests. I know yes. we're keeping it a secret.
We're keeping it a secret. Because what I do on all my live shows, you just never know who's coming.
Okay.
But you know it's going to be a time.
All right.
Like, we have a good time, and I'm excited about it. You know, D.C. is a second home to me. You know, this is where I found myself. I'm co-owner of DC Power.
Oh,
I wanted to make sure I continue to continue to pour into the community, you know, however I can. We're connecting with different organizations to bring women out. We're going to actually go to a soccer game on Friday before the show.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, different things like that to really bring in the community, to give back to the community. I want to make sure that every city I go into, it's not just y'all come see me. How can I see you all? And how can I pour back into every community?
So is this going to be like a girls' night out?
Oh, big girls' night.
Should we be dressed cute?
Oh,
are the girls coming?
Listen.
I need an invitation,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
I need to come. You know, I got to be
yes,
there.
You have to be there. It's going to be fun. And like, yes, dress up. Some women bring their men, you know. Like, it's like a night. Yes.
Boyfriend friendly?
Mm-hmm. Boyfriend friendly,
girl
yeah.
CEOs. All right. So
yes.
November the 22nd
yes.
at Capitol Turnaround. It's a girls' night. We're going to get really cute.
Yes.
We're going to get fly. Hopefully, I get an invitation.
Oh,
okay.
I'm
trying to come. She also said you can bring your man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're really excited about that.
Yes.
Tickets.
Yes.
How do they get them?
Yes, they can go to www.chrystorenehazlett.com. We partner with Live Nation for this event. So mm-hmm. get your tickets now while they last. We have a few VIP tickets left. So super excited. So in the VIP, you get to actually meet me.
Oh, you're doing a meet and greet?
We're doing a meet and greet
okay,
right before
gonna
the show.
Okay, it's going to be one of Chris Brown meet and greet.
No, we're not doing that. I'll let Chris have it.
All right, but you will get a VIP
yes
mm-hmm. meet and greet if you get that ticket,
get
y'all.
Ticket,
so make sure
yeah.
y'all get y'all VIP.
That ticket is okay. separate from like your seating ticket.
Yeah.
That's an add-on. But yeah, we do that at every show, and it's just another opportunity for me to actually get to hug my fans
yeah.
and really family, hug them and thank them personally for coming out and supporting me in everything I do. I have the most amazing support system. When I tell you, they pull up wherever I am. It's I don't care where I am. They are pulling up. Some there's going to be some like a group of them that are representing. They pull up. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about that because I've been seeing you everywhere lately.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you are popping out. The team is working.
The team is working.
The team
shout
is
out
working
Wes and Ashana and Herman, baby, overtime.
Shout out to Wes and who?
Ashana.
Okay.
And Herman.
Wes and Ashana yeah. and Herman. Okay. I hear it. What has changed
mm-hmm.
once you have, you know, bought those people into your business, your brand?
Yeah.
Is there something or some things that you all have implemented for my girl CEOs
mm-hmm.
business-wise that yeah. they have added to your brand mm-hmm. that you realize every woman in business mm-hmm. needs to incorporate?
Absolutely. One, making sure your team is strong. You know, you cannot do it by yourself.
Okay.
You know, but also not taking your hands off the wheel because it's your baby. I think a lot of times we start to scale and we get busy and it's easy to be like, okay, you got that, you got that. Yes, allow people to do their jobs, but also make sure the job is being done, you know, because nobody's going to take care of your baby the way you will. Strategizing, you know, making sure that you're like on top of, you're not just throwing stuff out there and see what sticks. You know, a lot of times you're like, people just throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks. No, it's like, we really have to strategize and even pay attention to like, what's happening in the world. Be sensitive to what people are going through.
I love that.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's like, sales are down, we got to do this, we got to do this. But like, look around.
Yeah.
People are struggling, you know?
Look at the captions yeah. and the things that you're also posting online yes. right now. You know, this is a yeah. tough time.
It is a everyone. Very tough time.
I always ask myself before I put something on the internet, like, is this encouraging people?
That's good.
You know, I don't want to, I don't want to flex. I'm not here to flex on people. I'm here to remind women that it's never too late.
Yes.
They're never too old.
Come on.
Right. And God is still here yes. and he can make anything happen.
Yes.
Your life can change in 1 year. Mm-hmm. Your life can change in 6 months.
Yeah.
So it is so important. How do you think you grew the community that you have today? What are some things that you did that made people feel connected to you the way they do?
Yes. You know, we talk about the state of the world and that everybody is going through things right now. And one thing that I've noticed is that people are looking for hope and they're looking for a source of that hope. And I really attribute a lot of my success in the growth of the podcast through my faith, you know, and being vulnerable and open about my walk with God, my shortcomings, you know, and not being this perfect Christian, you know, but also showing, hey, I'm working at this thing every single day. I'm dying to my flesh every day and it's hard. And being honest about the days that I fall, like, all right, y'all, this is a tough one, you know, and then also letting them know God really came through today, you know, and just to see the amount of women who have grown spiritually through this. And then also just being authentic. You know, a lot of times, like, I've done episodes with no makeup on, or I'll get up and just get on the camera and just start talking, you know, and they're like, we love this. Yes, because they need to see that you're just like them. You know, I think we got caught up in the, I've got to be beat and made up every single day and they can't see me like this. You know,
it's like, what do you look like?
Right.
Real
right.
Life, right. Because with
do
that,
you know what you look like?
Do you know who you yeah. really are?
Yeah.
Because it also, you know, makes women feel like we can't be who we yes. really are when we wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be accepted, yes. right? And we have to do this all the time. No. And it's not realistic.
It's not.
And I don't know about, you know, y'all, but I'm a mom mm-hmm. of multiples, yeah. right? And there are days where I don't have time mm-mm. to truly do all that. Yeah. There are days where I am exhausted mm-hmm. and I just want to be in my purest, yeah. most relaxed space. Mm-hmm. I don't want all of the glam. I just yeah. want people to know that I'm human.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
You are saying that. To say like, hey, I'm getting on my show and sometimes I don't have mm-hmm. makeup on. I don't yeah. have this glamorous look mm-hmm. on. I'm showing up as me.
Yeah.
Girl, can we just yeah. really just stress that it is okay for women to be women sometimes.
It is. And it's okay to strip it off. And just like Viola Davis in that scene on How to Get Away with Murder, when she ripped that the lashes off of the wig yeah. and everything. And I said, yes. You know, I just did a role. And I told them, I was like, even if she doesn't have to wear makeup. They were like, oh, you're serious. And I was like, yes, because we work in such a vain industry where we feel like we have to be on all the time. And we don't want anyone to see our imperfections. That is where our true essence is
yeah.
when we take it all off. And they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, but it took me a while to get like comfortable in my own skin. You know, I dated a guy and he didn't like me wearing makeup. And this was like when makeup was like super, like the full bead was
when
the
it
thing.
Was casket sharp.
Lashes, like the.
With the baby dolls, yes. it's just the laser back and yes. the eyes were open and closed.
Literally. Yes. And he was like, I don't like all that. And from dating him, I learned to love myself
yeah.
the way I was without. I was like, oh, my gosh, because I used to think, like, I need some lashes, something. I look ugly, like, I need something.
I don't want them.
Yeah.
I don't want the big. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
huge.
Natural. I love the natural
I want
skin.
That if you do see me in the grocery store, mm-hmm. that you realize it's me.
Same girl.
Right?
She favors
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah.
No, that ain't her.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, let's love ourselves. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, it's nothing wrong with doing a little razzle dazzle.
Oh, no, yeah, like, no, we still ladies. We like a little razzle.
Yeah, we like a little razzle dazzle, yeah. but I just want it to be encouraged
mm-hmm.
that you can take unfiltered pictures, yeah. that you don't have to have
yes.
3 layers, 4 layers of makeup on all the time,
yeah.
and that you can just show up in your purest form and you can still feel beautiful,
yeah.
but also be around women who encourage you and say, yes. hey, sis, like, I love you without all that on.
Yeah.
Like, wow, like, you're beautiful, and
yes.
that's important.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that I heard you talk about as a Christian woman was just mm-hmm. like being authentic
yeah.
and being open, you know, as mm-hmm. a Christian woman.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? Because the spiritual lane is just one that you tread very lightly.
Yeah, because they are, I mean, and rightfully so. Christians take their faith and walk very seriously, and there are some that don't take it as serious as they should. So I'm very mindful about a lot of things, you know, and being conscious that if this is what I'm stepping into, if I'm really taking this walk serious, I have to honor it. And it's, I'm talking about every single detail. Like, I'll be with my team, and they're like, we're going through song selections for the podcast, for the live show. And I'm like, yep, this doesn't even align with how I'm living my life now. A year ago, that probably would have worked. But, you know, so I had to think about all those things, and then also think about how I'm leading, you know, because when we have platforms, even if we didn't sign up for it, we are in a position of leadership now, influence. And one misstep can guide someone down the wrong path, you know, and understanding that, hey, this is what we're doing. But I know when I first started speaking, I was on Lecrae's episode of his podcast, and I said something, and I was just being honest, you know, like, I'm a Christian woman, and I wasn't firm in my faith and like really taking it serious. I was still feeling like I can live like this, and I can have fun, and I can do these things. And it's like, but are these things leading you down a path of righteousness? Yeah. And rightfully so, they dragged me through the mud, you know, and I get it now, because I'm like, dang, when I watch back, I'm like, wow, like, I was really living a double-minded life, straddling the fence, and understanding that when you fully commit, it is like when he says my burden is easy, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's a real thing. When you're in alignment with God, everything just, it feels more, so much like freeing, and you feel less tension. I feel less resistance of like, what am I supposed to do? Because I'm not fighting my, what I know I should be doing with my heart. You know,
one of the things that I think is just so important is that we just give people grace, right? But also understand that getting to a point in your life where you're like, hey, I want to live for God, and I want to do the right thing. When you say that, can we just understand that that does not mean that it's going to happen
overnight.
It's,
and everybody's
process.
Not where you are. You got to remember where you were.
Yeah. Because I'm a Christian, and I struggle, baby. Same. I am not perfect every day. Yes. I'm trying to become a better woman. There are days where I'm like,
girl, get it together. Yeah. And that's real.
And
grace.
I'm still a work in progress. And I just think that we have to understand that who I was 6 months ago, I'm not even her today.
Exactly.
Who I was 2 weeks ago, I'm not her today.
Come on. Yesterday is like you every day.
It's a stretch, especially music and just all the things. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the Lord. I believe in God. Mm-hmm. I trust the journey.
Yes.
But I am repenting on a daily basis.
Listen, and anybody who ain't.
Yeah.
Listen.
Because I'm not perfect.
Yes,
and I don't want to be a role model because I'm going to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So please don't put me up there.
Yeah.
Right. Understand that it is a work in progress. Yeah. So I just love that. And I love that, you know, even the growth of you saying, hey, I look back at that clip from Lecrae. And I was like, what was I thinking? I think that is a sign of evolution.
Of growth,
and growth.
And that's what God looks at. You know, he looks at pursuit of relationship, and he looks like, I was having a conversation with somebody, and was like, well, if you've been doing it, like, why would you stop doing it? I'm like, well, you know it's wrong. You don't continue to do the thing that you know is wrong.
Conviction.
Yes. And like a friend of mine, she was like, well, she's like, what is conviction? Like, what do you mean? And I was like, because I was telling God convicted me on sex. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, he convicted me on sex because I knew it was wrong, but I was continuing to do it.
Yeah.
And I said, when you get in your word and you start to build a real relationship with God, you don't keep doing the things that you know is going to disappoint him. And even with your earthly father, like, I wouldn't continue to do something I know is going to really hurt my dad.
Yeah.
So why would I do that with my heavenly father?
And we have to understand that sex is so,
baby,
it is so powerful.
It is very powerful.
Like, soul ties is a real thing. I wish that when I was younger, I would have known the power of that and really reserved and preserved myself a little more, because you don't realize the emotional connection that you are developing with people when you go down that path until you're no longer with those people.
Right.
So looking back now, if Crystal could sit down with younger Crystal, what would she say?
Oh, man. If I could sit down with younger Crystal, I would first tell her, I am so proud of you. I would say I'm proud of you for sticking through it all, you know, and continue to fight and push forward. I would tell her that the best is yet to come. She's just scratching the surface. Continue to keep your faith and continue to serve and just let God guide you.
I love it. Yeah. You know, one of the big things that I'm just like, wow, you know, you recently stepped into ownership.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Yes. You know, women's soccer team.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Huge deal. Yeah. I'm just like still pinching myself. You know, it's crazy. Wes had called me, and this also goes back to how you treat people. Mm. I used to be in the clubs when I lived in DC. This one, like, Love was open.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. 14th on, what was that place on 14th on something?
U Street.
U Street. Or, okay. It was something on 14th. What was that club? Park.
Park on 14th.
Park on 14th. Mark I was Barnes. Up in there. Mark, shout out, Mark. Yes, I used to be up in there. And there was this guy that worked there named Cal. And sometimes I would just show up to the club by myself.
Okay.
And I would just pull up and, like, I'd be like, hey, you get, am I good? And they'd, like, make sure I was set up and everything. And so he calls Wes. He's like, hey, we're looking for some entertainers and influencers that have D.C. roots to buy into the new soccer team that we're bringing to D.C. And Wes was like, oh, he was like, have you thought about, do you know Crystal Renee Hazlett? And he was like, no, he was like, I'm not sure. I don't think I know her. And then when he saw my photo, he's like, oh, I watch her own sisters. He's like, I do know who that is. Still didn't connect that he used to get me in the club back in 2006 and 7. We have a meeting and we're on the Zoom with the owners and of DC United. They're the ones that were getting the team together. And it was a no-brainer for me, but then it clicked with Kelly. He's like, I used to get you in the club. And I'm like, imagine if I had been like mean to him. Yeah. Like, he'd be like, I don't want that girl.
Like, yeah, that was me.
Yes, right. You know, so like, he's like, oh my gosh, you were always so sweet. And like, it turned like, years later, you know, but it's like how you treat people in those moments, you never know what it'll turn into. And for me, women's sports is growing so rapidly. It's a great business decision for me, but also being a woman in leadership for other women, to be a voice for them, to champion them, to make sure they're being taken care of, because it is such a male-dominated area to have women come in and also have a voice to say, hey, no, make sure you have these things in the locker room. Like, it's not men where you're just throwing them into a space. Like, there are certain things that they need, and making sure that they feel safe. You know, but yeah, super excited. Shout out DC Power.
DC Power. Yes. And ownership.
Ownership is so important. That's one thing Tyler taught me with everything. Make sure you own it.
Yeah.
You know, because that's like, they can't take that away from you.
I know that's right. Are there any other partnerships or big business deals that you are excited about right now?
I am. Yes, I have a huge deal that we haven't announced yet with a hair company.
Okay.
Yes, I'm using the products now.
The twist out is twisting out right now.
Thank you. And I use the entire line for this twist out. So super, we got it right. I was in the lab with them. I was doing videos, and it's so funny. I was like, I'm testing out the new products for my new product line. And it was not it. And it was in real time. I was like, yep, that ain't it. So we had to get back in the lab to work on it. So I'm really hands-on with everything that I do. So I have that. And then my own merch line, Keep It Positive, Sweetie, constantly evolving and putting out new products.
And they can get that on the website.
Yes, all that's on the website.
I love it. Make sure you send me some of the same
products. I will, for sure. Yes.
I got to get my twist out on.
I got you. I got you. Thank you.
So we got merch coming.
Yes.
We got the hair coming. But I want to reiterate, because November,
yes, November 22nd
is right around the corner.
Yes,
it's at Capital Turnaround.
Yes.
All right. And y'all go get your tickets, sis. Tell them where to get these tickets at, because we don't want them to miss it.
Thank you. Yes, go to www.crystalreneehazlett.com. It's as soon as you get on the site, it's right there. You can grab your tickets while they last. We sold so many like in the first few days, but there's no bad seat in this venue. So super excited. Make sure you guys come out. We're going to have an amazing time. It's a lot of surprises, so don't miss it.
All right. Last question before we let you go. Yes. Right now, girl CEOs are in their phase where the girls are trying to get the ring. The girls are trying to
sit
down. So I want to just talk about love a little bit.
Yeah.
If God was to send you your person right now, what would he look like? Not just physically, but characteristic wise and personality.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I think the older we get, the less it is about the looks.
Absolutely.
You know? So for me, definitely God fearing. Someone who is a leader, You know, I'm
Come on,
as a
leader.
leader
A
myself,
leader.
I want to be led.
Yes.
You know,
Don't you
come
remember the times when you
on.
wanted to be a boss?
Yes.
I'm at the age now with my fiance. I'm like, no, I am. Oh, I
Yes.
love him just planning everything
Oh
out
my gosh.
intentionally. Okay, leader.
Yes, intentional as well. That's another one. Someone who is solid and confident in where they are.
Oh.
Because as a leader and a boss, you have to make sure that your man is in a position where that could lead to jealousy. Because a
Oh.
lot of times when men are not living their truth and happy with what they're doing, it can leave some residual envy, you know,
Yes.
that kind of rubs off. So I want to make sure that
I hear a
he's
lot of
solid.
women talk about that. It literally breaks relationships up. And it's so important that we find men who have their own identity
Yes,
and their
have
own
to.
purpose. Like, if you don't have your purpose lined up, it can be very difficult, especially I want to be led. So you have to have your plan in place. Okay.
So those would be the main things. And then someone who is caring, you know, and loving. And I love somebody who wants to travel, you know. I
Come
love to
on.
travel, so I don't want somebody
Love
who just want to
some
sit in the
water.
house all day. Yeah, I love me some water, girl.
What they say, I'd rather be
Listen, okay.
poolside
Exactly. That's it right there.
All right. I love it. Well, thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for joining us on the Girl CEO show today. I'm so excited. Congratulations on the live event in
Thank
DC,
you.
November the 22nd,
So
Capital
nice.
Turnaround. Girls, meet me there. I'm trying to get my ticket. I'm going to be in the building and I'm
Yes,
probably going to bring my man too.
bring him. Yes, my Tennessee brother, bring him on. Yes.
Congratulations on
Thank you.
everything. I'm looking
Yes.
forward to all you have in
Thank you.
store. And I just want to say, big boss time on the deal with the
Yes.
soccer
Thank
team. I
you.
want to see more women closing
Yeah.
those kinds of deals. So
Yes.
thank you so much. I'm gonna give you a
Yes.
hug. Thank you for
Thank
being here.
you. Oh, thank you so much. This is awesome.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.